Welcome to Teachers in Business. I'm Sarah Torby, and I help former teachers just like you translate your best skills, your teaching skills, from the classroom into the business world so that you can grow a more successful and more profitable full-time business right now. Listen on to learn more. So this week on the Teachers in Business podcast, I want to talk through the teacher's guide, what I think of as the teacher's guide to creating a money-making business. It's really important to me to share the process I've gone through to build what I have and to help others do that for themselves. That's what I do as a business coach who works with teachers. So this week, we are going to work through sort of the outline of this. And then all month long, this is October 2021, I am going to be giving sort of a built out version of this in a webinar where you can get more details. And so if you're looking for the webinar details, I will make sure to add them in the show notes in the link, but you can also come to all the places you find me and find them. So without further ado, so here's the thing. You love to teach. You really do. And as a teacher, like you were a great teacher. I was the same. I loved to teach. I was a really good teacher. I'm award-winning. But at some point you left to start a business. And when you get out into the business world, what you find out very quickly is that there is no teacher's guide. Like there is no one book. There is no step-by-step guide that actually works. There are no administrators. There's no schedule. There's no bells. You not only don't have a great plan, but you have all the freedom in the world to use all the plans. And it is hard. When I turned from teacher to entrepreneur, I loved the freedom that came with doing my own thing. It was like a revelation. But, you know, more months into the beginning of my business than I really even want to say, as a business owner, what I eventually saw was that I had no idea how to actually make money. Like it was great. I loved having the freedom, but I spent a lot of time in my own freaking way. I had guesses, certainly. But really in the end, I was lost. I wandered in circles and it was like, holy crap, maybe I'm not made out for this. Like maybe I can't do this. Maybe I can't build a business. Maybe I have to go back to teaching. Maybe this wasn't the right thing for me. And it led to all these doubts and all these worries that I had about myself. So if you are a business owner, I'm sure that you are if you're listening to the podcast, and you used to be a teacher, which you also are, you know what this feeling is. And it is for you that I really want to outline this simple step-by-step guide to growing a business that actually replaces your teacher income and then some, because the thing about it is teachers really thrive when you have a plan. You know this just as well as I do. You are a planner. You thrive when there's plan, when there's structure, when there is scaffolding to what you're doing to scaffold your growth. And where you know what to do, just like you used your teacher's guide in your classroom, right? You used your teacher's guide as a support. And it's lovely to have the same kind of support in business. So what I want to take you through today is really exactly how I coach people and why I personally specialize in helping former teachers, because I was a former teacher myself who struggled. I'm going to help shorten your timeline. I'm going to help you make fewer mistakes. I'm going to help you make the money you actually want and need faster than if you do it by yourself, because I've already made all those mistakes for you. Like I've done all the things. I've had the long timeline. I've had all these parts to it. And here's the thing, like even if you're not a teacher and you're listening to this, what you should know is that a step-by-step blueprint, a teacher's guide, the joy of it is that it works for anybody who's good with a plan, right? If you're great at give me a structure and I will go, like how many times as a business owner have you thought like, oh my gosh, if someone would just tell me what to do next, it would work. If you are one of those who works better with a plan, this is for you. And please know, like I am a teacher at my core. I am not an MBA student or graduate. I have a master's degree in education. So there will be no formal MBA terms as a part of this plan. Like, there's no executive summary to go with this. It's just about having a simple and straightforward process that you can point to and go like, okay, today I do this, then I do that. This is what I do tomorrow. And then you just iterate over and over and over. So you know by now that I was a teacher. I was a math teacher. I taught middle school. I coached math teachers. I still teach college kids part-time. And even without my teacher income right now, I make almost double what I made as a teacher. And it's double income, but it is far less hours. Like, it is not even remotely close to the amount of time I spent day to day on my work as a teacher. You know how long it takes grading papers, connecting with parents, answering questions, prepping lessons, building out tools, creating curriculum, taking apart curriculum, putting it back together, making quizzes, figuring out assessments, doing all the things. I don't do any of that anymore. And if you would like to make twice as much money and you'd like to work fewer hours and actually, you know, because here's the point. So many people stop teaching and start businesses because they want to own their time. If you want to own your time, this is the way to do it. So I'm going to tell you a little story first. When I first started my coaching business, I started like a lot of teachers do. And the way I did that was by learning all the things. I got all the books. I took the courses. I listened to the podcasts. I hung out in all the Facebook groups. I wrote out all the plans and the plans and the plans. And for months, I did that. And eventually I looked around and was like, huh, I was working late into the evening. I was not sleeping well because there was so much rattling around in my brain all the time. And I was never sure what to do in what order. And on top of that, like, I wasn't making any money at all. And I thought, oh crap, like, okay, now what do I do? And at a certain point I thought like, oh God, I don't know how to get out of my own way here. And as a teacher in a classroom, I had a community. Like, you had that in a building, right? But as a new entrepreneur, I had not built that community yet. Right? You don't know who the teacher that's been there 30 years down the hall that you can actually ask a question who will treat you like a human is yet. You don't know where to take that information. So actually what I did, what helped the most out of all the things, was I hired a business coach. And what she helped me to do at that point was to get out of the death spiral that honestly is all learning and no income. And yeah, I wasn't ready to pay the money that I paid her yet. Like, I didn't have it, but it made all the money that I've made in the 2 years of my business started with her. Like, now I make twice as much. And if I hadn't made that investment, I would not be where I am today. 100%. She helped me to find my footing as a business owner, but she also helped me to see what an amazing asset my teacher skills were. She helped me to realize that not only were they could they be a part of my business, but they should be. And they have been a huge part of my business. She helped me to see that I wasn't new at this. I wasn't new at anything. I wasn't a novice. There was nothing to start from scratch. But what I was lacking was process. And so what we built together, what she helped me build, and what I've built for myself as my business has grown, is a simple process. And I've gotten to help more and more people over the years I've been in business make the move from making all the mistakes, particularly the ones that I have made, because I've made them all, in all the planning and the worry and the doubt and the no income, to businesses where they not only feel like they have the money they need and they want in the bank, but they actually get to have the time schedule they were trying to get all along. Like, there's no more living and dying by the school calendar. There is no more feeling undervalued all the freaking time. My clients get to make the money they're worth, and they spend their time the way they want to, which is lovely. Like, I have a client this week who is taking a couple of days to go visit her daughter abroad because her daughter's abroad for this month or this semester. And she's like, gets to use that opportunity, and she's not missing anything because she can. So today I teach my clients a very simple 4-step process for growing a business that actually makes money, which is way better than like, here's the thing, as a teacher, you know, you just want to help people and you would happily do it for free, but that's not a business, right? People say to me all the time, I would happily do this for free. Yes, but you actually need money. And there's nothing wrong with earning money for what you're great at. Truly, like, let that sink in. So the first step I help people do, the first step into creating a money-making business is to find clients you love working with. And in order to do that, I help my clients learn to share what they do really well, what they're awesome at, their superpowers, in a way, in a marketing way, that helps compel people to work with them. Like, there is a difference between putting out a PDF flyer and actually marketing yourself and putting yourself out in the world in a way that people connect to, engage with emotionally, and we're like, oh my God, I need her. That's the difference. So that's the first step. Then I help them to price and sell effectively. Teachers are notorious for underpricing because, you know, we don't, you know, teaching doesn't necessarily build us a sense of what our value is out in the business world. And so what happens is we end up doing a ton of work and not nearly enough money. And so I help clients get that in scale, because finding the right scale for pricing is vital. And I've said this before on the podcast, I will say it again today. My strategy is really simple for pricing. Price at a number that you feel like is absolutely in line with your value, but makes you want to throw up a little to say. Because if it doesn't make you slightly ill to ask for it, it's probably not enough. And it really, like, the other people won't blink. It's you, that's in your own way. So I help people price effectively. And in that step, I help them sell effectively, because you don't have to sell hard. Like, sales people, teachers say to me all the time, like, I'm not good at sales. The hell you aren't. Because I sold algebra to eighth graders who didn't even want it. Teachers are salespeople. You are creative salespeople. You create sales day in and day out. That is how you get kids to learn. And you create sales for kids that don't even want to buy anything. And so you are a salesperson. It's just learning to do that in a way that doesn't feel slimy or spammy or gross to you, that is really more about inviting people in to let you help them. And so I teach my clients to invite. That's the second step, pricing and invitation. The third step is systems. So it really is about creating systems and processes that keep things simple, because so often we build out way more systems-wise than we actually need. And that just makes way more work than we need. We try to be on all the platforms. We try to use a CRM that we're not ready for. We use a super complicated email tool. We do all, I mean, good Lord, I have done all of these things, which is why I notice them. But it really is about keeping the systems, like, dead simple and cost effective, because you don't need to spend whatever thousands of dollars a year on a CRM, so that not only do they not take your income back, but they actually work for you and they don't cost you a ton of extra time, because you want to go spend that doing other things. You want to sleep at night. You want to hang out on the couch with your family at night. You want to go on vacation. You want to have lunch with friends. Like, I'm having lunch with a friend tomorrow. It's going to be lovely. I have the systems that support that. And then the last step I teach people, the fourth step in this money-making plan, is to really create a continuous flow of clients until their business is full and they can decide to move in a new direction or hire. Like, I have three or four clients right now at the point where their businesses are full, where we're really having to talk about what happens when you're full, how you want to grow from there. Because if you want to stay there, that's great. But most of my clients are like, but wait, I could be doing more. And so it's about making the process of getting clients simple so that you can always get more if you want them, and that you can then make decisions about how to grow your business in new directions and do the things that you're like, oh, I have always wanted to make a course. Like, I have one client there right now. She's always wanted to make a course. And now she's in a position where it, like, actually makes sense for her to do. So I have a couple of client examples that are lovely. But I think that, you know, if you hear yourself thinking, I'm really stuck, or you hear yourself thinking, God, I have so many things to do and there's never enough time. If you're thinking, God, I don't know which of these things to do first, or maybe it's just, I need another course. Let me go find another course. This is a sign that you need some backup here. You need someone in your corner, just like I do. Like, we all need support. In a school building, we have colleagues to turn to. In a business that you're building yourself, it's different. You know, I was telling the story to someone the other day, and I said, you know, if I said to you, okay, I'm going to give you this business, I'm going to guarantee it makes money, and all you have to do to get it is take this class. Some of the stuff you're going to know, some of the stuff you have to learn, you're not going to know everything. You're like, okay, I have to take this class and pass it. Great. I'm going to go take the class. I'm going to pass. But the class is like self-directed. It's really murky. It's all these things. So you kind of have two choices at that point. You can go teach yourself using the internet, right? You can go buy all the books. You can watch other people's videos. You can, you know, like fight your way through it. Or you can go hire an expert that already has done it, has already passed the class, has already got the business making money. Which do you do? Like, do you hire a tutor and an expert, or do you go like fight your way through it? Because I'm going to tell you, the fight your way through it takes a crap ton longer. And if you're good with it taking a really long time, that's fine. But basically at that point, you're leaving money on the table because you could have been creating clients. You could have been selling more effectively. You could have been creating simple systems that will work for you forever. And you could have been really building in a way to create a continuous flow of clients. But instead, you're like, let me go see if the internet has any videos on this. So this is what I help people build. And as I said at the start, what I'm going to do in the month of October is I'm going to run this as a webinar with way more details, where I'm going to walk through step by step each of the four steps and some extra things to help people really understand this process. I mean, because here's the thing, like, I have this client right now. Well, she's not, I should misspeak. I have this woman I'm connected with who I wish had become a client. And one of the things that's happened is she's really faltered because she never found a system or a process. She never found, you know, the right way to talk to her audience. She never figured out who she wanted to serve. She never got clear. She never created the processes she needed. She just made them really hard. And this fall, she's back teaching. And so I'll tell you more of that story in the webinar, but it is really like, it's breaking my heart a little bit out on the internet because she and I are connected on Facebook and I'm just watching it and I feel terrible, but I couldn't. All the time she said to me, like, Sarah, I just don't want to spend this money. But now, like, she put herself 3 years later in this place where she turned back to being in a place she doesn't want to be. And I don't, like, for me, I want people to be able to leave teaching and fly. I want you to be able to leave teaching and be like, I have got this, look at me go. And for all your teacher friends to be like, holy hell, look at that. That's amazing. How did she do that? Because that's really like, you want to be the one that was like, yeah, no, look at me. I own my own time now. I feel like that. And, you know, that's really the joy of choosing to do your own thing, right? Is choosing to do your own thing and then being able to be really proud and loud about it. You don't want to leave and then kind of feel like you have to skirt underneath everything because it didn't work. And that's really just, you know, it hurts your heart to think about, right? So all of this is something you can have. You can have all these processes. You can have the webinar. You can have the tools. But if you're like, okay, but I want to learn all that right now for me, what you can do is have a conversation about coaching. Listen, coaching works. I am proof of it. My clients are proof of it. My clients are killing it out in the business world. And it is because they got out of their own way enough to ask for help. It starts with one conversation. You come, you get clarity, you spend an hour together. And at the end, if you're like, nope, this isn't for me, that's great. Go do you. Take the clarity you got from the call, walk off, do your thing. You will walk away with like what to do next, but you won't walk away with what to do next week in and week out. I can only, you know, like there's only so much time. And yeah, no, I get it. Coaching has a cost. I am the first to admit that I spent money on coaching before I had it. And it was the hardest decision I made, but the best, the most effective thing I have done in my business to this day. And that was years ago at this point. Coaching with me gets you doing instead of planning endlessly. You don't have to buy any more courses. There won't be any books. You won't have any of those things. And the other thing is like not doing, not progressing, not making the money you really ought to be making, not helping the people you're really meant to be helping. There's a cost to that. There's a cost to you, but also to them. And I really believe that we owe it to the world to get out and offer what we do best so that we can enable others to grow and thrive. That's what you do as a teacher. It's what you're going to do as a business owner. So please know, here's the thing. I see you. If this has been a struggle, if this has been hard, if you're really looking for direction and support and a cheerleader and someone who won't let you get away with shit, I am here. I understand that the only thing between you and the money you want to earn in your business is process. It really is. It's just having a plan. And I am here to give you that plan. You are cut out for business ownership. It's not that you're bad at this. It's just that you don't know how to create clients because teaching school, you know, your education program, your master's in education did not teach you how to do this. And that is okay. But having someone side by side teach you exactly how to do it for you is vital. I have the process you need. And 6 months from now, you can have exactly the business you want. It can be doing exactly the thing you need to be doing. And it can all be very different. I would love to talk to you about it. And if you walk away at the end, okay, you do. That's okay. But start with how you connect and create new clients. Think about how you're selling and how you're pricing. Think about making your systems as simple as humanly possible. And then think about how you connect all those things together and really make them work for you. I can't wait to help you. I can't wait to do this together. And I will see you next week and on the webinars this month. See you soon.